This is a weekly news update. I'm Corey Strode, and I will not be speaking at the Republican National Convention this week, as I couldn't find a decent speech from someone I want to steal. In our top story this week, Bernie Sanders endorsed Hillary Clinton in front of a crowd on Tuesday. Clinton warmly thanked Sanders for endorsing her, saying that they were joining forces to defeat Donald Trump, win in November, and yes, together build a future we can all believe in. People who were involved in behind-the-scenes negotiations stated that Sanders was a shrewd negotiator and was able to get concessions from Clinton for his endorsement, such as he is able to speak during prime time at the Democratic convention. Hillary will support a larger increase in the minimum wage than originally planned. She will tell her supporters that Sanders means to dress like that on purpose. His home state of Vermont must be mentioned at least two times a month in official White House statements. And Clinton will invite him to White House bingo games, Bill Clinton's bad movie nights, and whenever Larry David drops by. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas sustained extensive second and third degree burns on both legs below his knees and feet, and says that he may miss next week's Republican National Convention as a result. Look, I get it. Just, you know, if you don't want to go, just do what I do. Call in sick and stay in bed all day watching Netflix, and for God's sake, stay off Facebook. Theresa May has become Britain's Prime Minister after meeting with Queen Elizabeth II. The weekly news update would like to join all Americans in saying, who? Donald Trump told the Washington Examiner that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin can't attend the Republican National Convention in Cleveland because it's simply too far away. Palin, who endorsed Trump in the early days of the primaries, has been sending video messages and emails to Trump shouting, "We are here! We are here! We are here!" When Palin said she would be able to fly in for the event, Trump said that they'd already set the speakers list and there was no room for her. When Palin asked if she could just drop by and visit, Trump said that they were moving, the place was a mess, and he'd have to get back to her. Amnesty International announced Thursday that for the first time ever, it is sending human rights observers to monitor protests outside both the Republican and Democratic national conventions. Finally, someone has listened to my complaints that speeches from Trump and Hillary are human rights violations. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry said in a Monday interview that Donald Trump still plans to build a wall along the Mexican border, but the wall will be digital rather than physical. When he returned home, a bunch of Trump employees took him aside and beat him until he repeated that it would be a big, beautiful wall, Mexico would pay for it, and there would be nothing digital or virtual about it. Rick Perry apologizes for the error and would like to remind everyone that at one point he was actually considered a tough guy. Hours after former Congressman Joe Walsh threatened President Barack Obama over the killings of police officers in Dallas, CNN invited him on the air to discuss his views. CNN said they don't apologize for having him in, and that if news organizations refuse to interview Republicans who have threatened Obama with something or other, they would be limited to Bob Dole and the shambling corpse of Spiro Agnew. Donald Trump told Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday he witnessed people call for a moment of silence for the man who had killed five police officers and wounded 11 other people at a Black Lives Matter rally last week. While some people believe that this is another case of Donald Trump lying, and even people in his campaign have stated they have not seen this, in this reporter's opinion, it shows that Donald Trump is actually a fixed point in time, and it proves that someone is traveling back in time to change events after Donald Trump sees them just to prove him wrong. All right, it's just as credible as anything Donald Trump says. With spending bills left up in the air and a Zika virus funding bill still undone, the U.S. Senate left for a seven-week summer recess Thursday, which according to Democrats is the longest since the Senate began taking them in the 1960s. Senate leader Mitch McConnell stated that not passing any bills that Obama might possibly like is very hard work, and they need some time to gather their reserves in order to spend the rest of the year doing nothing. McConnell also told senators to use their time off wisely by finding devices and other things that will assist them in looking busy while they don't do anything. A federal judge who has been a target of Donald Trump's unending scorn must decide whether to release videos of the presumed Republican presidential nominees testifying in a lawsuit about the now-defunct Trump University, images that Trump's attorneys worry will be used to tarnish the campaign. All right, I just want to point out that Donald Trump's campaign is just as tarnished as a piece of silver that's been left in a dump for over a million years. When the judge asked how he would decide, he simply started laughing like a movie serial villain for the next 5 minutes. Fox News announced it had mutually halted its contributor agreement with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, adding fuel to the rumors that he is a top choice for Donald Trump's running mate. And by mutual, it means they told Gingrich what would happen, and he didn't leave the room until he had stopped crying and begging for another chance in case Trump throws him under the bus. Alabama Governor Richard Bent has testified before a grand jury, according to a person briefed on his appearance, a revelation that comes a day before legislators were to meet to move forward with efforts to impeach him over his relationship with a former aide. Bentley said that the impeachment process should be halted since he is sure he will not be indicted by a grand jury. He states that he told them he did nothing wrong, the allegations against him are false, and if they don't indict him, he will declare the next day as Pizza and Ice Cream Party Day for everyone who served on the grand jury. And he knows that everybody loves a good pizza and ice cream party. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, who endorsed Donald Trump's presidential bid, on Sunday said that Trump is trying to be a racial healer. "I think he is trying to campaign as a racial healer," Fallon said on CNN's State of the Union when asked if Trump had been trying to eliminate racial divides during his campaign. She stated that Trump, with a history reaching back to the mid-70s of discriminatory business practices, verbal attacks on Latinos and Arabs during rallies, and a strange relationship with white supremacist groups, is still better than most Republicans in the media, and she hopes that it shows a movement toward being a more inclusive party. Relatively more inclusive. I mean, it's not like he's advocating taking a flamethrower to minorities. Then again, we haven't seen his speech at the Republican National Convention yet. Tim Tebow, former quarterback for the Denver Broncos, on Thursday threw cold water on reports that he would be speaking at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Tebow said that he had made other plans during the convention and didn't think it would be appropriate for him to cancel plans with his wife to go to Costco every day the convention is going on. Senator Tom Tillis does not think it is part of the Senate's job description to confirm President Obama's judicial nominees. "What we get are things that have nothing to do with doing our jobs," he said, according to the Huffington Post. "I'm doing my job today and objecting to these measures so we can get back to actual pressing matters." When reminded that it says in the Constitution that a Supreme Court justice will be chosen with the advice and consent of the Senate, Tillis said, "I don't see it anywhere on my job description, so you'll have to check with HR and my supervisor. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to give another press conference about how Obama is ruining the country and figure out how not to tell people Donald Trump's an asshole every time they ask me about him." Finally, after the assassination of 5 police officers in Dallas, Donald Trump declared himself the law and order candidate. While many think it is because he will focus on law and order, insiders in the Trump campaign say it is because he is watching a lot of Law and Order reruns, especially now that Murder, She Wrote and Matlock reruns are harder to find on the cable system. Believe it or not, kids, this silliness has actual real sponsors. Our first sponsor is Graze.com. Graze gives you healthy snacks sent to your house. You can have them delivered weekly, bi-weekly, monthly. And your first box is free if you use the code CORYS3R5B. Our second sponsor is Bombas. Bombas socks are some of the best socks in the world. And remember, for every pair you buy, they donate a pair to a homeless shelter or other worthy cause. Just go to bombas.gotocloud.org/SF30. That's right. Those are our ads. Go check out our sponsors. That's the news. If you don't like it, make your own. Another fine podcast from Solitaire Rose Networks.
The end.